I rode down from the high blue hills and across the brush flats into Hatton's Point, a raw bit of sprawling hell, scattered hit or miss along the rocky slope of a rust-topped mesa. Ah, it's a grand feeling to be young and tough, with a heart full of hell, strong muscles, and quick, flexible hands. And the feeling that somewhere in town there's a man who would like to tear down your meat house with hands or gun. It was like that, Hatton's Point was, when I swung down from my buckskin and gave him a word to wait with. A new town, a new challenge. And if there were those who wished to take me on, let 'em come and be damned. I knew the whiskey of this town would be the raw whiskey of the last town, and of the towns behind it. But I shoved through the batwing doors and downed a shot of rye and looked around, measuring the men along the bar and at the tables. None of these men did I know, yet I had seen them all before, in a dozen towns. The big, hard-eyed rancher with the iron-gray hair, who thought he was the bull of the woods, and the knife-like man beside him, with the careful eyes, who would be gun-slick and fast as a striking snake. The big man turned his head toward me, as a great brown bear turns to look at something he could squeeze to nothing if he wished. "Who sent for you?" There was harsh challenge in the words, the cold demand of a conqueror, and I laughed within me. "Nobody sent for me. I ride where I want and stop when I want.